are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, guys. A lot to talk about. Looks like cheese could actually help prevent cavities. Eating cheese. Now, y'all know I'm a huge fan of the cheese, right? Because I don't really like drinking milk. I don't get my dairy any other way. Yeah, we got to be careful of the fat content. But pretty interesting stuff with cheese. Also, another interesting study has come out asking the age-old question, why don't birds and chickens have penises? So we will be answering that. But in more important economic news, we have 1,100 layoffs about to happen due to the San Onofre closure. Now, the San Onofre nuclear plant is a very famous one. It's right there on the ocean as you're driving from L.A. to San Diego. It's the plant that looks like a pair of boobies, right? We've all seen that, right? Right? And we drive by. And, you know, husband goes, look, there's the booby plant. And we look, and the kids are like, ah, 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 they look like boobies, ah. And I'm like, that's not funny. We're driving by a nuclear plant. Everybody hold your breath, hold your breath. So we all hold our breath. You know, daddy slows down to look at the booby shapes. I'm like, we're holding our breath, go. You know, so we drive by as quickly as possible. Luckily, I don't think we've ever had traffic in that one little strip area. But from what we understand today, they decided to close the plant down. And it will be permanently deflated. I'm sorry, retired. The coastal plant near San Clemente, I guess, once supplied power to 1.4 million homes in Southern California. But I guess in January 2012, it had to be closed down because a newly replaced steam generator leaked a small amount of radioactive steam. So they think that the tubes were wearing down at an unusual rate. At that point, how do you prepare it? Now, or how do you fix it? Now, San Onofre is one of only two nuclear power plants in California. And it's been in regulatory limbo for what we understand, as the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission weighed a proposal by Southern California Edison to restart one of the units, which was less damaged and maybe have it run at 70% power in hopes of reduced power would alleviate the conditions that lead to the wear. As far as I'm concerned, I agree. Close the sucker down. Okay? I just get scared by things like that. Plus, remember, we're supposed to be getting a big, huge, giant earthquake on the Eastern Pacific soon. Right? The Western Pacific, we already got Chile had one huge earthquake. Then New Zealand had one. And then Japan had one. So the fourth corner would be the eastern part of the Pacific or our northwest Pacific coast. And if that's the case, all right, that could cause faults. That could cause a whole variety of things to happen. So I'm not a huge fan of that. Not to mention, it's right there on the ocean. It has a beautiful view. If you were one of the 1,100 workers, there's a beautiful view. I mean, it is right there. It's gorgeous. But, again, I as far as I'm concerned, that just makes me a little nervous. What will they do? I don't know. All they're saying right now is they decided to close it. 1,100 workers are going to have to find new jobs. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. That's a lot of people. I mean, it's a shame. That's a lot of people. 1,100 layoffs. But, you know, you have something that's possibly unstable. The pipes are old. We're expecting something big to hit soon from an earthquake standpoint. Many predictions, many concerns. I wouldn't risk it. We can't have Fukushima happen again. We can't. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I just wanted to know more about what you were saying about brain surgery for OCD patients.
Brain surgery for OCD patients. We talked about this a couple days ago. This was a very interesting study that came out. When we were talking about OCD, you know, OCD is where you have repetitive thoughts, repetitive actions, repetitive thoughts, and repetitive thoughts. Okay. Repetitive actions such as, oh, I left the iron on. And so you come back home, make sure the iron's off. Then you leave and you're like, wait a second. Oh, wait a second. I don't think I shut it off all the way. You go back to the house, etc. So there's a variety of different things that OCD can manifest in. Cleaning, picking, a variety of things. And they found that there's a type of brain surgery that could be effective for people with OCD that haven't responded to other medications. We talked about the SSRIs a few days ago, like Zoloft, etc. There's certain antipsychotic medications, psychotherapy, etc. All right, but apparently, according to this, they found that surgery could be an effective treatment. Now, there were, of course, risks. Two of the 19 patients they tried this on, from what I understand, did have paralysis. All right, you know, one side of the body not being able to move, some cognitive impairment, etc. But the other people, from what I understand, did pretty well. Now, we've been doing brain surgery for issues and challenges mentally since the 1930s. And lobotomies, unfortunately, back in the 40s and 50s, there was a huge concern of the risks of that type of procedure. But now they're able to do things more fine-tuned. One is called the anterior cingulotomy, where basically they drill a hole through a skull. They use a heated probe to burn an area within a part of the brain called the anterior cingulate cortex. And this noticed at least a 50% improvement. It bypassed many of the parts of the brain that deal with movement and thinking, etc. So you didn't seem to have as many side effects. There's also the anterior capsulotomy, which it basically is on the anterior limb of the internal capsule. It's a different part. 50 to 60% of people were able to have successful results from that one. Not a heck of a lot, but enough nonetheless. My suggestion is if you do suffer from OCD, make sure you talk to your doctor, your psychiatrist, find out what options there are. Hopefully you can try medicine first, but if not, there is some things out there. Don't go away, guys. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. You know, when we were talking about OCD a few days ago, I did get a couple interesting emails. Let me read you this one because I think this is something we need to look at. Myra writes, my 6-year-old daughter is always cleaning herself. She scrubs until she bleeds sometimes. Her arms are scraped up, and she says she doesn't feel bugs or hallucinations of that nature, just feels, quote-unquote, dirty. Is this OCD, or is she too young, and is this a different disorder? The first thing I think of, and again, it's because when you're in the medical field, you always think of the worst first. First thing I think of is sexual abuse. If I hear a little girl constantly cleaning herself, saying she feels dirty, I always want to evaluate the situation for some sort of sexual abuse. First and foremost, okay? Once we get that out of the way, that is a form of obsessive behavior, excessive cleaning. All right, let's just quickly review some obsessive behaviors. Now, this comes from the International OCD Foundation, okay? So, for example, you may be obsessed that you are contaminated. You peed, you pooped, so you feel dirty from that. So certain bodily fluids can make you feel contaminated. You could think you have HIV. You could think you have herpes when you don't. You could think that you were exposed as an adult or whatever to asbestos. That, oh my gosh, I think I breathed that in. I was in that building. That building was old. Oh my gosh, I have asbestos. I could feel my breathing. Things like that. Cleaners, solvents, dirt. OCD, by the way, can start as a kid very easily. Many times we're diagnosing kids before middle school. So grade school kids can be diagnosed with OCD. Absolutely. You'll see OCD behavior. And I'm not talking just in autistic children, just unique OCD. That's it. Isolated OCD, we will. Then you have obsessions where people feel like they're losing control, where they're like, I'm just so nervous that I'm going to just get up and shoot somebody, or I'm going to hurt myself. This is some pretty serious type of OCD, and we want them to be able to tell us with fear that anything, you know, bad is going to happen to them, but that we're going to get the treatment that they need, all right, because we don't want them hurting others, etc. Now, I'm not saying somebody like James Holmes or Adam Lanza had OCD per se, all right? You know, many OCD people don't want to go out and kill people, and a lot of people that kill have other type of psychological issues, but that could be where, it, you know, no, you know what? I got a gun in the house. I don't want the gun in the house. I feel like I'm going to one day accidentally, no, get it out of there. I can't control this thought. Get the gun out of the house. Get them some help, okay? Sometimes people have a thought, and it's a horrible thought, a child being beheaded or something that they don't want to do. But this thought, maybe it came from a movie or something that they saw, stays in their head, and they can't get that thought out. Some of them are so worried that they're going to just cuss on air, okay? I don't want to go on air because I'm going to think about it and then I'm going to cuss. And usually the people that are fearful will lose control, okay? So you want to make sure they aren't radio folk. Fear of stealing things. I don't want to go into a jewelry shop because I'm afraid I'm going to steal something. A fear of harming others we talked about. Then you have the perfectionism type of obsession. All right. Some of you have asked me about your kids and their homework. They reread their homework. They do their math homework. And they go over it again and again and again. And they get a little OCD with that. Now, although some of these people would probably do extremely well in some jobs, I can't imagine them. Their insides are probably getting eaten out. For with that, of course, we want to do some sort of treatment. Your hoarders, a lot of your hoarders are obsessive compulsive, even if the house isn't clean, because they are afraid of throwing something out that they think they're going to need it. Now, a lot of us are hoarders. A lot of us are. And we just don't throw anything out. Now, I am not so much a hoarder, but I just don't throw things out because I come from family that came from the Holocaust and the Depression era. So their parents taught them that you're going to be poor one day and whatever you have right now is going to be an asset. So you don't throw things out. You don't throw food off your plate. You know, clean your plate. A lot of our grandparents were from that era, etc. And so our parents were ingrained in that, and then some of them ingrained that in us. So when I have all these battery chargers, and I have all these plugs and cords and old phones, etc., I don't throw them out. They cost money. Why would I throw something out that has some sort of value? You know, it's just one of those things. It doesn't mean you're obsessive. It's just that, you know. But then you have people where, I mean, they will save every single Chiquita banana sticker that they have on their bananas, right? You know, and that you're like, why are you saving those? I don't know. I just have to do it. I just have to, okay? Or some of us were obsessed with Michael Jackson in the 80s, so we had everything Michael Jackson, all right? That doesn't mean we were all OCD. It means we went through a period of teenage obsession. Because it's a bitter. Unwanted sexual thoughts. Some people are obsessed with forbidden thoughts or obsessions that they think are forbidden, like homosexual thoughts. Some people have these thoughts of incest, etc. They don't want to think that. They don't want to act on it. But because they're aware that something like that is bad, their mind is taking over. Okay? All right, so numbers and lottery numbers and suspicious ideas about the lottery, etc. Certain numbers. Oh, my gosh, don't say the number 66. That's bad luck. People freaking out of 666, that kind of stuff. And so these things, I mean, if you've heard this list now, you're probably going, wait a second. I think there may be a lot more people with OCD than we think. But the difference between OCD or having these thoughts are you not being able to move on with your life. Okay, like for example, I am obsessive about washing my hands before I go into a patient room. I never forget, right? But if I were to forget to wash my hands, I would say, excuse me, I forgot to wash my hands. I would go out. I would wash my hands. I would take a paper towel with some antimicrobial soap. I would wipe off the handle to show the patient that I'm 100% clean. Not 100% clean, but I'm clean before coming in. Now, I'm not an obsessive hand washer at home. I'm not. All right? You know, I wash my hands. I'm fine. Something drops on the ground, like an apple. I'll wipe it off. 2-second rule. Eat it. I'm not obsessive about that. But in terms of my office, it is already ingrained as a medical student that you are always washing your hands. You always show that, you know, your hands are washed. If you, you know, if you didn't touch the patient, all you did was talk to them, write out a prescription. Okay? You said goodbye to them. No touching happened. You don't walk into another patient room without washing your hands because, again, you touch the pen, etc., that kind of thing. I even take some alcohol and wipe off the pen in front of the patient. Right? Or I'll wipe off my stethoscope. Just because I want the patients to feel comfortable, and it's a behavior that I acquired because you're in healthcare, you notice people like to see it. People are like, oh, that's cool that you wiped off your stethoscope. That was nice that you did that. So what can you do? What type of techniques can you do? Well, some therapists will do something called the rewind technique. I kind of attribute it as, okay, you want to get up and check on your stove? No. But I have to check on my stove. No, you don't have to check on your stove. It's going to be okay. And getting them through that little traumatic event of not going to check on the stove. The problem is if you're wrong and they did leave on the stove, you could be in a lot of trouble. But for example, oh, you know what? I felt you breathe on me. I got to wash. I got to wash. I got to wash. No, you don't. Okay? Another thing some therapists do, and this is according to a website called Uncommon Knowledge. The therapist named Mark Tyrell suggests separating the OCD from the core identity, making it like OCD is this bad guy telling you to do it. And you need to fight the bad guy from telling you to do it. You know gosh darn well you shut off the stove. You know gosh darn well, but he's telling you, go check. Tell him to shut up. Do that stop think I told you guys about. Okay? Also, let's say you're like, oh, you know what? I think I have to wash my hands again. No. Do something else to get yourself off that behavior, a distraction technique. But for some people where if that's too abrupt, I tell everybody to use the phone. And I tell them to use their phone. And I tell them to have either a date on the phone, either by voice, or a little card that has a date. So you take a picture of the stove being off. You have the date on there. So if they do start to feel that way as they're driving to work, they can immediately look at their phone and go, nope, there it is off. Now they may say, oh, but I turned it back on again, and then you're screwed. But lots of techniques out there. All right, guys, let's talk about cheese saving your teeth. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So eating cheese can help prevent tooth decay. How? Well, first of all, cheese is a little bit more basic. And we talked about acids and we talked about bases. And the more basic things are, the less acid it works at its pH, and the less acidic, you end up having less damage to the enamel, damage to the teeth. And there has actually been studies now saying that the cheese helps neutralize plaque acid. All right? The fermented dairy product of cheese made the mouth more alkaline, which therefore reduced the need of dental treatment. They also said that the cheese created a protective film around the teeth. Now, I'm not saying brush your teeth with cheese, but you guys get the point. The higher the pH means the more alkaline. The lower the pH, it means more acidic. So they tested and they found that higher pH meant less dental erosion. When you lose your enamel and you have more erosion of the teeth, you have easier cracks and crevices for bacteria to get into and cause cavities. So the research was carried out by the American of General Dentistry in the U.S., divided 68 children aged between 15 and 12, or 12 and 15, into three groups. One had cheddar, one had sugar-free yogurt, another had a glass of milk. All of them had a mouth rinse. The pH levels on their dental plaque were measured both before the test and then 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and a half hour afterwards. Those that ate the yogurt or drank the milk, no changes whatsoever to the pH in their mouths at any of the intervals. But those who ate the cheese showed a rapid increase in the pH, which is meaning more alkaline. So I guess eating cheeses was enough between the saliva, etc., to change things around. Now, I mean, for me, I think we have a huge issue with kids and their dairy intake. And I'm kind of torn between a few of these, all right, with this subject. Okay, our kids have to cut back eating fat. And I think they eat too many cheese sticks, mac and cheese, grilled cheese sandwich, all right, and the fats that they get, the saturated fats, okay, pretty scary stuff. And so we want to definitely cut back on the fat. But then on the other hand, these kids aren't drinking milk. Kids don't like milk. They'd rather drink soda pop. They'd rather drink Capri Sun for their dinner. So they aren't getting milk. Now, low-fat milk or fat-free milk is a great way to go. But where are these kids going to get their calcium? So many parents say, well, look, if they're not drinking milk, it's okay with the cheese. And, you know, I'd rather they get calcium somehow, but we really got to watch the fat content. I tried to buy some low-fat cheese for the family. They wouldn't eat it. They would not eat it. It was, and I have to admit, it kind of tasted not so good. And they didn't know. They didn't know it was low-fat cheese. I cut it up, and they're like, oh, Mom, something's wrong with this one. This doesn't taste like the others. I mean, they knew. They knew. And you know, I want to make sure they still get some sort of dairy in. Now, you have a group of pediatric patients that can't drink milk. They can't take dairy, yogurt. They are lactose intolerant. So what a lot of these kids end up doing is drinking fortified orange juice that has calcium, etc. Now, what I though find interesting, whenever I've had a pediatric patient with a fracture, and the fracture occurred when it really wasn't that traumatic an injury, you know, like, for example, I mean, you know, you're climbing a tree and you fall, I'm going to expect you're going to break something. But you tripping and falling and you breaking something, now I get worried that your bones are thin. And 90%+ of my kids that had fractures where there really wasn't that much trauma involved, none of them were milk drinkers. And, or, yeah, of that 90%. So, I, and, you know, they say, oh, yeah, they got the calcium from, you know, they get the calcium from their orange juice. That may not be enough. So, my suggestion is if you do have a kid that's, quote, unquote, lactose intolerant, okay, find out if they really are lactose intolerant. Is it just milk because they hate milk? What happens if they eat, like, for example, if they could eat milk chocolate and not have a problem, they may not be having that much of an issue with the milk. All right, try to figure out how to get some sort of dairy into them. Or if they are that lactose intolerant, see what their doctor suggests, either the lactate digestible enzyme tablets or other forms of calcium like vegetables, etc. But I get kind of nervous about these kids that don't drink milk. Now, same thing with you grown-ups. With you grown-ups out there, if you don't take in dairy, I understand that, okay? A lot of us, you know, we've already built up our calcium stores. I know many of us will just pop the Tums because of the calcium. But if any of you fracture yourself and it really wasn't that bad a traumatic event, or that bad an accident, I want you to get in a bone density scan, a DEXA scan, because we need to see if your bones are thinning. All right, when I was working in the ER in Lake Havasu, there was a couple who I guess was wrestling for a candy bar. There was like one candy bar left. It dropped. The husband and wife, you know, dropped to the floor to wrestle for it. He accidentally stepped on her hand, crushed her hand. Now, that to me, I mean, people kind of, and it wasn't like he purposely stepped and crushed the hand, right? Like, you know, you've seen on, like, Superman how they could crush hands. I mean, this was something where it's like, my foot, like, tapped her. It really wasn't even that bad. And boom, the bones crumbled. Turned out that woman had some pretty severe osteoporosis. So, any fracture that you get, it's not a bad idea. And all women over age 50 should be getting a bone density scan. All men over age 60 should be getting a bone density scan. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why birds don't have penises. All right, and how this could offer clues to help understand human disorders. Apparently, this has long puzzled and baffled scientists. Apparently, ducks and geese have extra long male appendages. All right, they say males and 97% of species of birds reproduce without using the organ due to the fact that it's very, very small or it's missing entirely. Apparently, what they do is something called a cloacal kiss, where the opening that they kind of pee and poop out of, I guess they do some sort of cloacal kiss. I've got to be careful. All right. Oh, here it is. Birds without penises instead use an opening called a cloaca, which he presses against the female so his sperm can flow into her body. That's it. Not very fun. Martin Cohn, a biologist at the University of Florida, and his colleagues have now identified the gene responsible for eliminating or reducing the bird penis. Apparently, it begins to form in the embryo, but disappears before the bird hatches because of the gene BMP4, which directs cells at the end of the penis to die faster than they grow. In birds, however, that have longer genitalia, the gene is switched off. After watching embryos of chickens and ducks before they hatched, the team discovered the protopenis in both starting to grow similarly until the chicken started to shrink until it vanished almost into nothing. No wonder the ducks quack and, you know, act like they're all that. Anyway, okay, so what does this have to do with humans? Some have suggested the penis could have been lost as extra weight to help birds fly more efficiently, while others have countered this with the fact that ducks also migrate and have large penises. Not that we really care. All right, now, they say one of the most common birth defects in humans is malformed penises, but it's not understood well how this happens, so they think maybe if we have the bump for gene mutation, we could figure out how to not let that suppress such that the phalluses grow. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, it is. I mean, I knew there was some transition to human medicine in this somehow. Quack, quack. All right, guys, let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and remember to follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you have Facebook accounts. Our Facebook page is the best place to find us. Now, apparently a report had come out yesterday saying Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick had admitted that the day after the Boston Marathon bombing suspect was captured, he claims he got, quote-unquote, quite drunk alone in a restaurant. Apparently, he went to his rural home the day after the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect was captured. I think he has a gosh, I forget, I don't know really where the governors have their little hideout city, but he admitted that, he got drunk. Some of us can't blame him. I mean, that was a few days of absolute hell. I hope the first responders and our police who captured Zakhar Tsarnaev was able to also blow off some steam. But Governor Patrick also told employees at HubSpot in Cambridge on Wednesday that he was relieved the bombing suspect was captured on April 19th because otherwise people would have been complaining about the quote-unquote shelter-in-place order he gave that day, locking down Boston and several suburbs. This is being reported by AP News, AP Associated Press. He went to Berkshire County the day after Tsarnaev was captured. He said the governor and his wife have a vacation home in the town of Richmond, about 3 hours west of Boston. He said he went for a swim, then out to dinner alone to read a book. The restaurant's co-owner put him in a corner away from other diners. She starts bringing me things to drink as a celebration, and by the end of the meal, I was actually quite drunk. I wonder how he drove home. Spokeswoman for the governor, Heather Johnson, said that he was driven home by his state police driver. She said the governor is always accompanied by a trooper when he goes out, but wasn't sure if the driver was elsewhere in the restaurant or if he waited outside. Apparently, the co-owner of the restaurant said he had a glass of Chardonnay or two, but she doesn't remember. He was getting drunk. He wasn't tipsy, of course. But you know what, though? I mean, for crying out loud, all right, that was a pretty stressful time. You don't think our presidents drink? You don't think our president? Now, okay, being our president, okay, in charge of national security and supposed to being prepared to hit the red button, we want to make sure that they are capable at all times, okay? But, you know, our administration does have to sleep every now and then. They do have to go poop. They do have to take a bubble bath, okay? You know, and so I think some people are giving the governor a little too much trouble over that one. If he needed to relax and unwind and that's how he did it, good for him. That's all I could say. Yes, alcohol has a lot of medical problems, but there was a lot of medical problems. There would have been more medical problems if this was not taken care of. And I think how our first responders dealt with this in Boston was absolutely phenomenal. And I couldn't be more proud of the state of Massachusetts than I am today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The drummer of Jefferson Airplane has died. Joseph Joey Covington was 67 years old, and he had hit a retaining wall while traveling on a highway near Palm Springs, California. Near his home, he was pronounced dead at the scene after several attempts to revive him. Also, we have another, the serial killer in California let me give you this news. This is also some breaking news. Richard Ramirez, a California serial killer, had just been reported that he has died. I got the story now from KFI. Hold on a second here. Apparently, he is a notorious serial killer known as the Night Stalker. He died in a hospital at the age of 53 this morning. They say he died of natural causes. He had been housed on death row for decades and was awaiting execution. It has been years, I guess, since anyone has been put to death in California. Not sure why he was in death row for that many years, but he was taken to Marin General Hospital. No real details on what his medical condition. He had been convicted of 13 murders that terrorized Southern California between 1984 and 1985. He was sentenced to death. I remember this guy. This was one scary dude. I'm kind of surprised he's been in jail this whole time. I still don't understand the whole death row statistics. You're on death row. They know how to execute. You've been sentenced. Why do they live there for years? That doesn't make sense to me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, for those of you that have pets and for those of you who smoke, okay, you're not going to be able to smoke in front of your pets much longer. News out saying pets whose owners smoke are twice as likely to get cancer. You're going to start getting yelled at if you're outside going for a walk having a smoke and your dog is nearby you. Cats and dogs whose owners smoke, they say, are twice as likely to develop some types of cancer as those owners who do not. Now, that makes sense that, secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke, the passive smoke does affect the little baby lungs. It does make sense. We don't smoke, so I don't have that issue. I do get nervous because we burned some pesto yesterday, and even the cat didn't want to be around downstairs. Dogs decided to go outside. I think their lungs are very sensitive. I'm surprised. Okay? I mean, for me, I'm like, yeah, but it's pesto. Burnt pesto still smells good. Now, the animals didn't like it. Previous research by Tufts University near Boston found that cats that live with smokers are twice as likely to develop feline lymphoma, which is a cancer of the blood and immune system. I'm wondering if they also mean leukemia, feline leukemia. A little different than a lymphoma. Lymphoma is a tumor. Leukemia is a blood cancer, an overproduction of blood. Here it is. Prior to the study, it was thought that this type of cancer was caused by a feline leukemia virus, but the results showed exposure to environmental factors like secondhand smoke was devastating for cats. I know some of you hate cats. You may want to become smokers as a result. No, not nice. All right. But, it is interesting. I think we are changing. I mean, we don't see people smoking in front of their kids that much. Excuse me, out in public. Some of you may, but I don't see that as much. Now, I'll still see people drink in front of their kids, and that I don't really care about. But we don't see as much smoking in front of the kids, which is good. I mean, you know, coming from where our parents smoked and, you know, would smoke. Well, my dad didn't, but my mom did. You know, I mean, she'd try to hide it so nobody would yell at her. But I remember smelling that stuff and my grandma smoking. You know, you go up to grandma, ask her a question, she'd blow out the smoke and it would go in your face. Then she'd try to kind of move it out of the way. You know, by then you're already kind of coughing and choking. But don't forget about the pets. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about this. I hope I have enough time. I know we're coming up to the end. Okay, we got some consumer reports now on some of the best sunscreens and how to deal with your sunscreen. I know some of you are like, I don't want to hear about sunscreen right now. All right, no, we're coming into the summer. All right, school's out. Although I'm ready for my kids to go back to school. I'm going to ask if I can put them back into school on Monday. I think I'm already done with them with summer vacation. But anyway, Consumer Reports has the latest ratings of their sunscreens. Up and Up Target Continuous Spray Sport SPF 50. Equate from Walmart Ultra Protection Lotion SPF 50 earned the highest scores in tests and were among the least expensive. Some of the priciest sunscreens that were tested had actually less SPF value. So they evaluated 12 sunscreens for their effectiveness. The six sunscreens up at the top were the ones from Target and Walmart, Copper Tone Water Babies SPF 50 Lotion, Walgreens Sport Continuous Spray SPF 50. I'm not a big fan of the sprays, though, people. I don't like that stuff getting into the lungs. I don't mind the lotion as much. And I guess they had a very good overall rating, guarded against UVB rays before and after 80 minutes underwater. Remember what the SPF means. If SPF 50, that's trying to tell us that when you usually get sunburned, let's say however long it takes, you can multiply that by 50 until you get burned with that on. Careful, though, people. Be careful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.